Downey Regional Medical Center is on King Drew's list of alternatives for emergency care, but twice this summer, Downey's ER got so packed that they had to turn ambulances away. Rob Fuller is Chief Operating Officer of the Downey Regional Medical Center. Rob, welcome.
Hello.
So this summer, the emergency care unit at your hospital was so crowded you had to turn ambulances away. That must have been a tough decision. How'd you make it?
Well, in fact, it was an easy decision once the facts are reviewed, because what we go on is patient safety. We have our senior nursing team evaluating the ability of the hospital to see the next patient safely. And it got so crowded on two separate occasions following the closure of MLK Hospital that they determined that there was a risk to the next patient if they were brought in, that the patient would be better off going a few more minutes to a different hospital. And we had to institute what's called code internal triage and shut the doors for a while.
Now, you recently asked the city of Downey not to have your hospital listed as an option for paramedics who respond to 911 calls. Why is that?
Well, we actually asked them to assume jurisdiction over 911 to essentially form a catchment area for us. We are a limited resource. We're a privately held community hospital, nonprofit, and we are being asked to assume a patient load that we're just not set up to assume at this point. The county of L.A. currently controls 911, and we are part of the system. We're receiving the hospital under L.A. County. But what we had asked the Downey City Council to do was take a look at whether they could not form their own 911 jurisdiction and make us the receiving hospital for the Downey Fire Department and try to serve well a smaller area than we're currently serving.
Now, the closing of King Drew's ER is not where all of this started. How have things changed in the past 5 or 10 years for the hospital in terms of the kinds of patients, the volume of patients that you have to deal with?
Well, it is gradual. It's not a tsunami that's going to wipe any hospital out. It does take time. But in this area, there was a lot of competition among hospitals that cut margins in our particular area. There used to be 7 large ERs and hospitals on the I-105 corridor that runs through South Central L.A. from LAX over towards Downey. And now there are just 3 hospitals. 4 of the hospitals have failed in the last 5 years. You have a very large population in this corridor, largely working-class folks, and many of whom over the last 5 years have lost their health insurance at work, which is exacerbating the problem because they then qualify for Medi-Cal. The final kind of economic factor that drives all this is that the Medi-Cal program, Medicaid elsewhere, is driven by some 1970s rules that declare certain hospitals disproportionate share hospitals, and others, like Downey Regional, not. And if you're disproportionate share, you get 3 or 4 times the money for serving the same patient and providing the same care than a non-DSH hospital does, like Downey. So money does not follow the patient. Certain hospitals are operationally burdened by the extra patients in the Medi-Cal program, but they are financially okay. Downey Regional currently is losing over $1,000 a day for every patient day of care that it provides in the Medi-Cal program. And our Medi-Cal days have gone up very, very dramatically in the last 3 or 4 years, given the hospital closures, with more patients trying to find a place to go, they find us, with the loss of health insurance at work, and then what hurts our financial situation is that more and more of these Medi-Cal patients who need care have to get hospitalization someplace. We're happy to provide it, but we lose $1,000 a day doing it, and we're trying to figure out a way to not do that in talks with the state.
Now, when you deal with patients, everybody's got to complain. I know. I've been a cranky patient. Do the patients say, hey, the wait's too long. What's going on? Do they talk to you about this?
Well, we have only recently had a severe wait problem at Downey. We had prided ourselves on getting patients back and seen very quickly in relative terms. But in the last month and a half or so, we've not been able to do that. And yes, we've had some people mentioned, gee, I used to get back in an hour. Now it's taking 6 hours, you know, at our worst time. And, you know, we can't do much but kind of manage the expectation. So we're telling people when they first walk into the ER that we will treat you in the order of your need, not the order of your arrival. So if someone comes after you, but they are in a much more critical condition than you are, we're going to attend to them first, and we'll get to you second. And it might take a couple of hours. So we're trying to manage the expectations and help the people through that. They also know from what's been reported in the papers that other ERs in the area, such as St. Francis, the waits are almost double what they are at Downey. So I mean, while we're much worse than we were, we're still not as impacted as some of the other hospitals, such as St. Francis, and also, I understand, the county's Harbor Hospital is also very impacted.
Well, Rob, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Rob Fuller is Chief Operating Officer for Downey Regional Medical Center in the city of Downey, California.